just been reported that the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund has approved a set of reforms to the fund's concessional lending facilities. It's aimed at better supporting low-income countries, better known as LICs, such as those in the Caribbean, during the COVID-19 pandemic and the recovery. The IMF's Poverty Reduction and Growth Trust currently provides concessional loans at interest rates of less than half of 1%, with no limit on when that money is paid back. However, as we've been hearing from advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, Barbados is not among the beneficiaries.
The thing is, it's only eligible for the poorest countries. They call them low-income countries. They're essentially countries with an income per head, a national income per head on average, of less than $3,000 Barbados dollars. Well, we are, of course, around 30,000 Barbados dollars, our national income divided by population. And so, 10 times more. So we're not going to be eligible for this fund.
He says that Barbados has been arguing on the international stage for the creation of another fund.
And we've been using two arguments. One is that because of globalization, there's been an odd convergence between poor countries and rich countries, and at the same time, a divergence within countries. And one of the useful statistics we've been bandying around is that 75% of the world's poor do not live in the poorest countries. And so what are we trying to do internationally? Are we trying to help poor people or poor countries? And so we're saying we need to do both, clearly. We need to think about a wider eligibility that may include poor people in our country, poor people in all countries. The second thing we're trying to argue, so that we might be in a better position to access some of this concessional funding, is that GDP, which is national income per head, is a poor measure of the needs and vulnerabilities of people, especially in small states. We are by definition unable to have a very diversified economy. Some of our biggest imports are things like trucks and machines that we will never be able to make efficiently ourselves. And so we're going to have a more concentrated economy, and that makes us more vulnerable.
Professor Prasad adds that this country wants a fund that takes climate change into consideration as well.
The most vulnerable countries, the front line of those countries between the tropics of Cancer and the tropics of Capricorn, of which the Caribbean lies smack in the middle. We're on the front line. So we're trying to create another fund. Maybe a climate change of vulnerability fund, which will give that concessional funding. And the final point I'd make about the importance of concessional funding. Some people I've heard in Barbados get worried about the amount of debt that we've been using to try and get us through this crisis. And I can assure you that if you look at the official numbers, which are published in the IMF, so not published by Barbados, if you're not convinced that you trust us, and you find our debt to income ratio, if you include all arrears, because a government not paying you what they owe you is a debt, is still below what it was in 2017. And more importantly, our debt service is much, much lower. It's around one third of what it was. And that's because in 2017, we were borrowing at 11%. And today, using concessional funding, we can borrow at a range of 1% to 4%. And so concessional funding is very important. It really does allow us to sustain and afford these kind of emergency help when you're facing a pandemic or a crisis like the hurricane or the volcano.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.
Am I going to be late for work? Where are my car keys? What if I die in a car accident? What will happen to my outstanding debt? What about my funeral costs?
Life gives you enough to think about. Leaving your family to cover all of your end-of-life expenses shouldn't be one of them. With Sagicor Peace Assured 3, you're covered up to $60,000. No medical tests required and premiums starting as low as $1.75 per day. Call your Sagicor advisor today at 467-7500 for more details. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.